Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel, a dentist here in San Antonio, practicing in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters, and a lovely welcome to you, and thank you for listening, tuning in, and I'm going to talk to my board. Can you hear okay? Am I up okay? Okay, because I'm not getting much on my earphones. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm trying to get all adjusted here. And I have a wonderful guest here. He's been here many times, Dr. Frank Miller. He's doing some very fascinating things that I want you to listen to. He's my guest today, and we may be able to open up the phone lines to your questions a little later on. I have some very important things that I want him to talk about first. And so remember that you can capture this or listen to this program or any others of 8 years going back on my podcast. It's a free podcast. It's staffelds.podomatic.com. I have a lot of interesting guests, a lot of interesting material and programs. So you can dial that up, pull it into your computer, and listen to any of the programs, either partially or all. And that's the podcast address is staffelds.podomatic.com. And, of course, my website is sanantoniodentist.net. And my guest today is Dr. Frank Millard. Dr. Miller, how are you today?
Doing great, Ed. You know, what a beautiful day. This weather is incredible. So I hope everyone was out there exercising.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about longevity, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, in my practice, in my demographic patient, not everybody, but the majority of my patients are interested in longevity, looking at their telomeres, perhaps, and most of all, prevention of cognitive decline and prevention of Alzheimer's. And this gets getting more and more attention. I think, oh my gosh, it's such a huge thing, and we have so much knowledge on this, but we're not taking full advantage of the knowledge. And so give us a little bit of a background of your CV, and your growth in this field as well.
So I got my medical degree in family, well, at Texas Tech Health Science Center in Lubbock in 1983, and did a family practice residency here in San Antonio, and have been in a joint family practice with my wife for, almost 30 years now. But in the last couple of years, I guess the last 3 years, I'm really getting into more functional medicine.
Now, what is functional medicine?
So functional medicine means that you treat the body as a bunch of systems all working together. You don't just go after one particular disease. We just don't function that way. We're very complicated, integrated, and so you have to address all kinds of disease processes by looking at the body as a whole. So it's very much like some of the things that you see in the dental world.
All right, let's go on and clarify that a little bit, because a patient comes to you and they go through all the lab tests.
Let's say that you come in and you're tired.
They take x-rays and examinations and so on. So how does that differ from functional medicine?
Well, so you come in with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And you put a person on a blood pressure medicine.
Right.
Functional medicine would say, well, wait a minute. Are you sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not sleeping, your cortisol goes up. And that has a whole bunch of other biochemical ramifications by absorbing more sodium. The stress continues and your blood vessels tighten up. And that's what's causing the blood pressure. So rather than just taking a pill, maybe we ought to look at the whole body and mm-hmm. fix the problems.
Okay.
Part of it could just be inflammation, which could be just about anywhere. That could be from something going on in your gut. That could be from bad teeth. That could be from just about anywhere. Inflammation is good short-term, bad long-term. So you need inflammation to heal
now,
a cut.
Now, why is that?
Well, let's say you get a cut. You need inflammation to heal the cut. So
right.
If you get a cut, it turns red.
Now,
that's inflammation
is going to be bleeding and
swelling.
All of the the body marshals the healing cells to rush in, use that blood,
white
stop
blood
the,
cells,
stop the bleeding,
fight the infection,
clot the capillaries, and so on. And then it calls in the heavy guns, these incredible bacteria that can chew up a lot of
the bad stuff. The white blood cells, and then the cytokines. So the white blood cells and other, they release all these cytokines, which are they can be good and bad. They're good short term, but if you have a prolonged release of inflammatory cytokines, they can actually make your neurons shrink, for one. They destroy your mitochondria.
Neurons being the part of your brain that you want to protect.
Right. Right. So, and the mitochondria is where you get all your energy from. So,
now mitochondria are like a spark plug in the cell. Is that the way it's been described?
They describe it as a powerhouse of the cell. People think that they were probably originally small bacteria that somehow got into our, when we became multicellular organisms, they stayed with us, and they actually help us to produce all of our energy from the food that we eat. So it's important to eat the right foods and to support these mitochondria and do whatever you can to build the mitochondria. But chronic inflammation tends to destroy them. So above all, if we want to think of a couple things simply, we want to avoid chronic inflammation, and we need to do all the things that we can to enhance the production and maintenance of our mitochondria, which is our energy, and our brain cells.
Okay, so we talked about inflammation. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, inflammation, how you have to have that to have a healing process.
Right.
Now, what is infection?
Well, infection would just be when a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus, invades a cell. You have bacteria in your gut all the time, of course, they need to be there so that if you have the right bacteria. But you could get an infection in your gut by having an overgrowth of the wrong type of bacteria. That can release more inflammatory cytokines into your bloodstream and cause all kinds of trouble.
Well, so, in the dental world, we get inflammation of the gums, which is reversible.
Mm-hmm.
We get infection of the bone, which is not very reversible. We can stop it. We can manage it, but it'll destroy the bone housing for the teeth. So infection and inflammation are two very distinct things, and one of the things that we're finding that's been coming out more and more is that there's a very causal, or not a causal, but a strong connection between infection, inflammation in the mouth and oral tissues and the bone housing and these cognitive decline issues and Alzheimer's. So from your view, what you're seeing as a physician, talk to us about you're seeing and how you're treating also.
So, well, I think we should keep it as simple as possible, because, you know, you mentioned earlier about telomeres, and, you know, we could look at a lot of really scientific things for staying healthy and helping the cognition. But the lifestyle is really, really important to decrease this inflammation and to keep your brain cells healthy. And the first thing in your lifestyle is what you eat or what you don't eat. So, you know, we had talked earlier just on while we were driving over here about how bad sugar is for your brain. Sugar suppresses the brain cells in the hippocampus. So the hippocampus is a part of your brain that has memory, emotions. And you used to think in the 1990s, up to the 1990s, that you could not grow any more brain cells. But now we know there is neuroplasticity, which means you can grow extra nerve cells because you have stem cells in the hippocampus. And stem cells can make new nerve cells. So we want to do everything we can to make those stem cells active and grow new nerve cells. So as we mentioned, keeping your inflammation low, that's one. But another one that we talked about a couple of weeks ago was fasting. And fasting, as it turns out, stimulates a stem cell release and multiplication of the stem cell.
Okay, a stem cell, describe that. What is a stem cell?
So when we imagine when you were first conceived, so the sperm and the egg get together, and that cell is like a stem cell and can produce your entire body.
Okay.
So it divides and it keeps dividing, and then eventually it quits being a stem cell and it becomes a, I forget the term of it, progenitor cell, where it's going to go become something. Let's say it's going to become a part of your eye or a nerve or a muscle. So at that point, it is no longer a stem cell. When a stem cell divides, it can make another stem cell. I'm sorry, it can make two stem cells. It can make a stem cell and a progenitor cell, or it can make two progenitor cells. So what we want to do is keep enough stem cells if possible. And the way, one of the ways that you can do that is by either fasting or a fasting mimicking diet. So for those who didn't hear us a couple of weeks ago on this show, there is a gentleman by the name of Walter Longo who has been working for the last many years with over $30 million of NIH grant money to try to figure how we can stimulate those stem cells and prolong our life so that we a good life. We want to die late as healthy as possible, right? So you want to keep living a great life and then die in your sleep and didn't have to suffer, didn't have to go to the nursing home, didn't have to suffer any neurocognitive decline or anything else like that. So what this gentleman is saying is that if we were to do either fasting or a fasting mimicking diet twice a year, we probably wouldn't get cancer, and we would likely be able to reverse some of our neurodegenerative problems if we already had them or prevent them in the first place. So let's go over that just a bit. So what is a, if you just did fasting, there's a book called The Complete Guide to Fasting by Jason Fung, F-U-N-G. He's a nephrologist in Toronto. So he, if you ever wanted to do that, that's a great book to read. But like Dr. Longo said, he only got about 20% of people who would do a five-day fast. We might, we heard of a guy who did one after our last radio show. He'll probably call in a little bit. We can hear his story. But the cool part about a five-day fast, the first three, what you have is bone broth instead. So you have your bone broth and your supplements, and that's about it. Anytime you're hungry, you just get busier and you have another cup of bone broth. Bone broth is like a soup. So basically you can make your own. You put a bunch of bones in water. You add a bunch of vegetables and then you strain it all out, and then that's what you drink. So on the first 2 days you would get hungry, but by the third day you usually turn into ketosis. That means that your body has switched from burning its stored sugar and carbohydrates, and now it's burning your fat. And most of us have enough of that. So that is a much cleaner burning fuel, and your body, your brain, it doesn't release as many as much inflammation. You know, if you're burning sugar, you make a lot of free radicals, which are a byproduct of metabolism of the food. But you got to deal with the free radicals, which takes
energy.
They're
bad things.
And so if you burn the fat, you don't make as many free radicals, and then your brain is able to shift into higher gear, and you actually can, you feel like you're just to the next level.
Okay, let me stop you on the point there. People that have hypo or low blood sugar, they suffer greatly when they don't have that blood sugar level. They cognitive awareness changes, they don't feel good, and so on. So how do you maintain that blood sugar while you're doing this fast mimicking diet?
For those people, what I would suggest is that we work into this slowly. So the first part is to change your diet for a couple of months before you do it. What you would want to do is switch to more of a high-fat, medium-protein, very low-carbohydrate diet. And if you can do that for about 2 months, then you do the five-day fast, you won't have any trouble at all. If you do have hypoglycemia, and so you're eating five meals a day to keep your sugar up, and some of those meals have carbs because you want to keep your sugar up, you will not enjoy a five-day fast unless you get your body ready for it. So what you need to do is start switching out the sugars, eating more of the good fats. So we talked about that before, but a good fat would be wild-caught Alaskan salmon. We talked about the smash fish, which is let's see, salmon, mackerel, anchovies,
sardines,
and herring. Right. And why those? Because they don't have mercury in them. They're fish that have one life cycle. They're not at the bottom of the, at the top of the food chain. If they're at the top of the food chain, they concentrate too much mercury. But at any rate, so that's where you can get some of the good oils, the good fats, olive oil, olives, nuts, seeds, avocados is another good one. So, if you can kind of eat more of that, and you want to have lots of vegetables. So the vegetables that grow on top of the ground have less sugar in them. So those are the green leafy ones. Broccoli, kale, cauliflower, spinach, all the things you've always heard about. This is why they're there. There's a lot of truth to this. And they don't have sugar, so they don't suppress your mitochondria. They don't cause as much inflammation. So if you can start doing that for a couple of months, then when you actually go into, the reason that it will be easier is because your body will know how to switch to fat burning mode. You're not giving it carbohydrates and sugar, so it's going to already start switching over. The beauty of this also is that every cell you have, every normal cell you have can burn carbohydrates or sugar. Cancer cells can only burn sugar. So if you have any precancer cells,
they can only burn sugar.
Right. They
That's
only
amazing.
They and they
and of
they
course
don't,
we know that because a PET scan is sugar.
Well,
isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Because it goes straight to the cancer cell, and so they can spot where the cancer is.
That's right. So you would think that after you had a PET scan that showed where it is, they would tell you first thing, don't eat any more sugar. But I'm not sure that we're getting that information.
Yeah, this is really interesting because I have an acquaintance who is under lifetime treatment for cancer, and this person has gone to some of the best physicians in the United States, Mayo Clinic and on, and she's remarked recently that in all of her treatment with all of the doctors, they have never talked about nutrition.
That's sad.
It is, and these are the big dog people, the top of the top in the medicine world. Do you see that in your world?
Yes. I was listening to this nurse at one of our conferences. She had breast cancer and went down to MD Anderson. And she was doing the standard treatment, but when she went in for her chemotherapy, there was a bunch of soda machines and everything, sodas and snacks. And she said, I need to talk to my doctor. He comes in and he said, what's the problem? She says, is it true that cancers can only use sugar? He says, yes. She says, well, then what the heck are you doing feeding all of us this stuff? And he says, well, I don't have control over the soda machines and the vending machines. And she says, well, you should, and I'm out of here. So she went to another doctor. But, it is important to we got to educate everybody. You want to trust your doctors and everything, but sometimes we get so specialized in one area, we just don't. That's the functional medicine part, is you got to look at the person as a whole.
Yeah.
But I want to mention the fasting mimicking diet just for a second, and then we can maybe take a call or two on the diet. But so fasting mimicking diet, again, Dr. Longo said people don't like to go 5 days without food, and so he looked at the biochemical essence, the cellular signals and everything of fasting, and he put it into a low-calorie 5-day meal plan that he sells, and all the profits go back into his research, so he doesn't make any extra money on that. But so the first day is 1,100 calories, and the next several days are between 700 and 800 calories. But it's like soups, and it's like olives, teas, good oils, fish oil and things like that. They're all prepackaged, and you get the beauty of it is you get the same benefit. On the fourth and fifth day, you dump your stem cells out 800% higher than.
What do you mean
were.
You dump your stem cells?
So we all have stem cells. We're trying to activate them. What happens with the diet?
Activate them in the cells.
We want those stem cells to come rebuild us.
Okay.
If we're going to live to be 100 and be healthy, we got worn out parts right now.
Right.
So we need to clean them out. So when you fast, on the first 3 days, you switch into what they call autophagy. Auto means self. Phagy means eat, self-eating. So basically, your body breaks down your old parts, and it uses those raw materials and makes new parts out of them. But sometimes you need a whole new cell. And so on the fourth day of the fast and the fifth day of the fast, you dump a bunch of stem cells out. So your stem cells multiply or divide, like we talked before. And so they can go to these damaged organs and rebuild them. One of the very interesting parts of this diet, Dr. Longo has done research on multiple sclerosis. So multiple sclerosis is a problem where you don't have the insulation around your nerves, the myelin. And part of that is because the oligodendrites, those are specialized cells in the brain that make the myelin. Well, they're not working very well. And they need to be activated to put more myelin. I mean, people say with MS, well, you're just going to slowly get worse. It's really depressing. But in reality, if you did this fasting mimicking diet, he has seen people improve and completely resolve their MS.
Okay, I've got a good one for you here.
Mm-hmm.
In my patient base, we have, in my demographic of patients, we have a lot of people of the age that they're either lined up or they soon will be getting an implant. A medical implant, either a knee or a hip, but mostly knees. So what I hear you saying, is there a way, has there been any evidence to show that this fasting mimicking diet can stimulate stem cells to grow in the knee to avoid a knee implant?
We hope so.
What do you mean by that?
They're looking at
that. Do they have the data?
They don't have the data yet.
Okay.
Right. So, but you're right. The stem cells are the holy grail of regenerating us so we don't have to have all these surgeries. It all depends how far gone you are. So if you're out there doing your exercise, it's not a good idea to wear down your joints so far we can't rebuild them. You know, we need to do things in moderation like most people talk about, but the stem cells probably can regenerate to some extent. You know, up at the Cleveland Clinic, they were doing good work on putting stem cells into heart failure patients. For these heart failure patients, they needed a stronger heart muscle to be able to work. Well, they were getting those injected into the heart and getting these people out of severe heart failure back into mild heart failure.
Where were they getting the stem cells?
We all have them, so you can get them from the adipose tissue.
So they were taking their own...
I don't remember if they got them, because you can also get them harvested from the umbilical cords of babies.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where they got them. They were collaborating with some people in California as well. But it's exciting stuff. We can rebuild our bodies. But, you know, all that's expensive. Those stem cells are, if you have an infusion, it's at least $5,000.
Yeah.
But we're talking about with a 5-day fast, you're saving money. You're not even eating. And a fasting mimicking diet, only $250. So
now, Dr. Longo, has he given any percentages of how effective this is?
Well, so
in that particular aspect.
So blood pressure goes down a percentage of people. So most people lose about 8 pounds in the 5 days. The blood pressure goes down. The fat, the visceral fat, that's the fat in your belly, goes down. Total abdominal fat goes down, blood pressure goes down, cholesterol goes down, insulin growth factor 1 goes down. That is a factor that could be precancerous and also pre-diabetic or associated with that. And what goes up is the stem cells. So it's everything that we want. And what he was saying, again, functional medicine-wise, everybody's looking for, well, what is the one supplement that we can take to make us live longer or something like that? He's saying, well, wait. What has worked for the humans over the years? You know, if you were a caveman and you came out of the cave and you had no food, your body says, hey, we better wake up and get as sharp and as focused as we can or we are going to die. We have to be able to go get the next animal, the next food. So we're going to clean out all of our old cells, release new stem cells, make you into the best caveman you can be, and get out there and get some food, or you're going to die in the species.
But they didn't know that, but they were doing it because they didn't have sugar, they didn't have carbohydrates, they had a lot of fat, they had a lot of animal fat, and they had a lot of vegetable, I wouldn't say a lot, but they probably were mostly meat eaters.
Right, but the the best part was what he's saying is there, we are so complicated that there are, is a whole bunch of different chemical processes going on.
Yeah.
And we're trying to dissect each one out and do just one thing. Whereas if we just do control our diets and do it the right way, diet and inflammation, then, the body takes it over and does it itself, and we get all the benefits. So, that's an exciting part, this, the dieting part. It's really interesting. You know, I kind of went, I guess it's taken me probably a year to get off of sugar. But like,
hallelujah.
You know, like today, I mean, what'd I have for breakfast? I had tea. I had a salad, actually. I had a piece of leftover salmon from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked all day long. I didn't get hungry at all.
Well, you can, read many times that your body can handle about 16 tablespoons of sugar without having any adverse effects.
That's
the limit.
Right. I've heard that too.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I think lower is better. So generalities, I mean, if you had your choice, I mean, if you looked at what you're going to eat today. Oh, by the way, so people talk about good fats, not bad fats. So we're not talking about fried stuff.
Right.
What happens with the frying of the fat, even if it's olive oil or coconut oil, it changes when you put high heat on it, mm-hmm. and it becomes bad, and it actually can degrade your mitochondria, causes more inflammation, makes you wither some of your brain cells. So
now I thought you could use coconut oil for high fat.
Heat. You can, but I was thinking of something like fried chicken or something like that.
Yeah.
So you're better off baked and broiled. Coconut yes. oil would be the best one if we needed it. But as far as like driving through fast foods and stuff, you're better off with the salads and things.
That's such a problem. Well, all right. So what is, now you recently went to a meeting.
Oh yeah, we were at Aruba at an international ozone conference. And, there was a lot of interesting talk there. Ozone, if people don't know about it, is three molecules of oxygen stuck together instead of just the two that we breathe in the air. And, basically it is activated oxygen. So one of the things that helps us to heal and one of the things that we need to live to be a healthy 100-year-old is energy, right? So you normally get your energy from exercise. And if you have worn-out knees or you're already so far tired that you can't get exercise, ozone therapy is a way to get an extra electron of energy, which is what basically three oxygens stuck together have, and donate that into your system. And so it starts the process of your healing until you can get back to just doing exercise to keep it going.
Well, let me. We'll get back to that in just a minute, but I do want to reach out to my listeners. And we're talking to Dr. Frank Miller. I've had him on as a guest many times. He has an ozone clinic as well as he's a concierge physician. And he and his wife are physicians, or his wife is a physician. They have another associate in there as well. And I bring people on like Dr. Miller and other medical doctors like Dr. Hoberman and chiropractors and different people because we have been very, very diligent in putting together a team of professional people, chiropractors, medical doctors, orthobionomists, different people to have a team. And so when a patient presents to our office, the office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, we have a team that we look at the whole situation, and we have oral surgeons, we have periodontists, we have endodontists, which are root canal specialists. We use this knowledge that we've accumulated and put together this team, and we're always working with a team of professionals so that you have the best choice of the person, and you'll have the best outcome of the team result that we choose to put you with. So we do a great deal with screening. Our hygienists screen for sleep disordered breathing, and we even have a no-charge screening device that you take home, sleep with it two nights. in a row. It's a, like a wristwatch and an oximeter on there. It gives us a great deal of information that what's going on, and then we can make a referral to a sleep doctor, and then they can make the diagnosis. As a dentist, dentists cannot make the diagnosis of sleep disordered breathing, but we can screen for this. And so this is a part of the team. The sleep doctor can set you up with a sleep lab and make a correct diagnosis. And this has to do with the oxygen levels that we're talking about. Now, the other thing that we didn't mention is that cancer doesn't like oxygen. Is that right,
right,
Dr. Miller?
That's one of the reasons why the ozone works well to help prevent the cancers as well.
So we're looking, when a patient comes in, we look at the entire situation with a person's health, and we stay within the dental parameters, and wherever necessary, we can refer you to the different medical person or professional people as well. So keep that in mind, and then the thing that we really have worked so hard through the decades is creating a very comfortable atmosphere, and we've done that with the NuCom. We've been using that for 20 years, and the NuCom puts an end to stress and anxiety in the dental treatment arena, and so we have all of these things together. It's just not coming into getting a tooth filled or something of that type. We have a great deal of knowledge. We have a great team to work together to give you the best result. And this is what you get with Dr. Staffel and Associates. And our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And so it doesn't matter if you haven't been in for 10 or 20, or sometimes we have patients who haven't even been in for 30 years. And they are embarrassed, but there's no reason to feel embarrassed. The thing to keep in mind is to get healthy, like we're talking about, because Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, these different gut issues, and we're going to talk in just a minute because this is the IBS Gut Awareness Month. These are conditions that have a dental connection, and so we want to see you get well. We want to see you get results and getting healthy. We want to do it in the most comfortable way that's ever been created, and we do that in our office, the Office of Doctors Staffel and Associates. 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. So don't let fear, anxiety, embarrassment, or any of these emotions keep you away from getting your health on the road to getting back on the road to health. And your oral health is critical. It is crucial. You will read more and more about it. You read it all the time in magazines, and it's on television and so on, how valuable having a healthy mouth and just to being able to eat. You know, your teeth are programmed to last you 80-plus years. That's incredible. And with a live nerve, and that is an incredible thing that we are given, incredible gift. But you can't keep it that way without dental attention. The teeth wear, they break, and we can keep you out of having particular problem. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. Talk to Beth or Priscilla. Let us help you in these issues of getting a healthy mouth and healthy teeth.
I just want to second that. You know, I can think just off the top of my head of two patients you sent me. You looked in their mouth, you got their teeth all good, and they still were having some problems. And then, so you said, well, I've done my part here. I will continue it, but now find out what's the rest of the problem. And so, we did, you know, looked at all the different systems. And you have some of the healthiest patients. Well, I guess the ones who have been there for a while. But don't feel bad if you're not quite there yet. Let's just, today is the first day of the rest of your life, so let's get moving with it. So, the dental, the systemic connection is huge. The gut systemic connection is huge, so that's why we've been talking about food, teeth, brains, it all hooks together. So,
so briefly, because it's such a huge subject and it's a conglomeration about IBS. What is IBS and how do they, it's IBS month awareness, whatever that means.
Irritable bowel syndrome. So there's inflammatory bowel disease, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about irritable bowel syndrome, where you look in the gut and they don't actually see anything, but you know that you're not doing well. You know, if basically what we think happens with an irritable bowel is that you get leaky gut. You eat the wrong things. There's inflammation in the gut. It breaks down the tight junctions, which is the glue between the cells. It's made up of some stuff called zonulin, and it breaks down, and then you get inflammatory products that get into your system, and also that the gut makes a lot of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter. It's responsible for good mood, happiness, sleep, and that goes directly to the brain as well. So
you can't be happy without dopamine serotonin.
And without a good gut, it ain't going to happen. So, again, it all goes back to the food. And one of the ways to get back to the right food is to fast so that you can change your body into a fat-burning machine. That's what everybody wants. And I think, do we have a caller?
We have a caller. Hello there. Randy? Randy, how are you?
That's good.
I'm sorry, I punched the wrong button.
All right, no problem. This is Randy. After doctor was on 2 weeks ago, I decided Sunday night to go to fasting.
Okay.
So I skipped Sunday night's dinner, and I went 5 days. And
you're one of the one out of five who could do it.
Well, and I've had people say, I can't believe you did it. Now, I did do one thing instead of water. I drank a V8 every day.
Okay.
For lunch. And I drank a whole lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing difference. Seemed like my mind cleared up. I thought I could think faster and better, and inspired me on some stuff that I'm working on writing right now. And just a lot of just felt better. And after the third day, I knew that it was no problem. And actually, after the fifth day, it was time to come off, and Friday night I had a bowl of split pea soup, and I wasn't even hungry.
Oh, that's
but
neat.
I will do it again. I plan to do it probably in 4 or 5 months.
Beautiful. Yeah, the reason not to do it longer than 5 days is we don't want you to start burning your muscle. So we want to have protein sparing.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing? I worked out day one. I worked out day three with weights, light weights. Day five, I felt stronger.
Mm-hmm. Those stem cells, you dumped them out and they're rebuilding you.
Well, you know, there's another important part to this, Randy, is that this didn't cost anything except a little can of V8 juice. I think that is incredible to get the type of result that you did, and you didn't have to have a coach of any kind. You could, I mean, this is one of the impressive things, is that you can get healthy with these things and not spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It is fantastic. So, gee whiz.
I'm proud of you. That was excellent.
Yeah, thank you so very much for sharing your story.
I was inspired by listening to y'all's show that week, and I thought, you know, I need to do this. I need to do it and see the results myself. What will it do to me? And, I definitely will do it again. And I think Dr. Miller say you can do it 3 times a year? Is that correct?
Well, actually, Dr. Longo suggests you could do it once a month if you had a chronic disease that you're trying to fix. But for the average person, he recommends twice a year.
Twice a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough. Golly. Thank you so much, Randy. Appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Thank you.
You,
you know, what I was thinking, what you mentioned about the cost, you know, you see all these ads on TV, things for your brain.
Talking about cost.
Like, what's that one about the jellyfish?
Prevagen.
Mm-hmm. And that was a relatively small study. At one point, they were trying to get them to take that off the air, but it did show some benefit, but it's not near what you can get with a high-fat, medium-protein, low-carb diet and with the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
But the other things that are important, you know, exercise, the sleep, like you mentioned,
yes,
and make sure you don't have sleep apnea. And then
You have a breathing, a good breathing pathway.
Correct.
And we can help you with that.
And then we want to make sure that you don't eat too late at night. So you're supposed to have a fast of 12 hours every night, especially 3 hours before you go to bed. If you have too much food on your brain at night, it can't clean itself out like it's supposed to. And then a big one is reducing stress. You know, we mentioned stress bumps out your cortisol. And short-term cortisol, you need it, but long-term cortisol is not good. Dr. Staffel was saying, when you come into the dental chair, some people get stressed, but he's got all kinds of things to keep that at a minimum as well. But you need to find your happy place. You know, what is it that lets you get away from all the stress of the world? Is it meditation, prayer, yoga?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a big one. So whatever it is, we need that on a daily basis. And then exercise, we mentioned that. You don't want to go overboard on that. They usually recommend 3 days of aerobic activity and 3 days of light weights. Keep your muscles toned. Using your brain is important as well. So, you know, you don't use your brain much when you watch TV and you're sitting on the couch. I mean, I watch a little bit of TV, but not much. But, you know, you ought to probably be out walking, and maybe you could be listening to a educational book, a TED Talk, just all kinds of different things to keep your brain going, and playing games, card games. You know, people used to play bridge and things like that. There's a lot of good intellectual games.
Tell us about your father.
Oh, so my dad passed away, I guess, about a year and a half ago. But
he's an MD.
Right, Ed Miller Jr. So he was here in San Antonio for many years. He practiced medicine until he was 67, I guess, 68, somewhere in there. He quit because the insurance companies were getting on his nerves too much, and my mom saw that stress level was really getting to him, and she thought he was starting to slip intellectually as well. So by retiring then, they went out to Bernie. He had a totally different lifestyle, and, you know, his brain function returned to normal. When he got to be about 85, it was starting to slip a little bit. And so we kind of looked at – that was about when I was getting into all this functional medicine stuff. So we started looking at his diet, and he had a lot of carbohydrates in his diet. So we changed that around, got him some good fats, got him on some supplements. One of the supplements that's mentioned in Dr. Bredesen's book on Alzheimer's is B12. If you have a B12 level less than 500, you are you have at least a 30% higher risk of cognitive decline. So
that's huge.
We got him on his B12.
And that's a cheap
very
vitamin.
Yes.
Golly.
But you know, why do
you
we
want
have
it liquid?
Why do we have it? Maybe because as we get older, we don't make as much stomach acid and we don't break down the foods. And, of course, the B vitamins come from the fruits and the vegetables especially. So people who don't eat a lot of vegetables, you know, we're supposed to have 6 to 9 servings of vegetables a day. That is a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know that I get quite that many. But if you can have more, when people say a plant-based diet, well, that's almost plant-based when you have 6 servings a day. And you don't need as much protein. Dr. Longo says that we only need 0.3 grams per pound of body weight. So
let me clarify that.
Okay, so...
That's before 70.
Before age 70.
After 70, you need more protein because your muscle will turn to fat. And the Japanese showed this very, very distinctly.
Right.
That you need protein. You need meat in order to keep your muscles after 70.
And you may need
keep from turning to fat.
And you may need hormone replacement as
well. Yeah.
So, or whatever it takes to keep your hormone level up. But you're exactly right on that. So over age 70, you need about 4.45 grams per pound. So, you know, we could figure out that if you're 180 pounds before age 70, that's 60 grams of protein. And after age 70, it's about 75 to 80 grams of protein. It's not a whole half of a chicken, but it is more protein, yeah.
Okay, let me go. Let me take a caller here. Thomas, how are you today?
I'm fine. I read this about the Dr. Friedenson and an article on this little.
End of Alzheimer's. The end of Alzheimer's.
I was really caught up in that.
Yes.
Now, my problem is, doctor.
Yes, sir.
I have a low blood sugar.
Low blood sugar.
And man, if I don't eat,
well, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about that very thing. Yes.
So what we need to do is work into it slowly. What's an example of what you have for breakfast?
Well, I've read just about every book you can about the adrenals and all that. I've been fighting this for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What I eat now, what helps me is I get up, I eat a piece of meat, a piece of fish, like an egg.
Okay.
And an avocado, half an avocado, a whole one.
Good.
And a piece of fruit, like a piece of fresh pineapple. And that helps me a lot.
Okay.
But if I miss a meal during the day, I just go crazy. I mean, I get shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And angry.
That's normal.
And I have to carry walnuts around with me.
Yeah. Good. That's a perfect snack.
I have a little bug out bag I carry everywhere, like a woman's purse, you know. And I keep walnuts in there or like that. If I get in a tight spot, I have water.
So if you're eating the walnuts through the day, do you still get low blood sugar?
Well, I keep that mainly just in case I get caught up where I can't, you know, eat right.
Right.
But it's funny you mention this guy because I've tried to tell people about this guy. I said, you know what does this guy mean? Dale Bredesen, he's got a lot of good ideas.
Yes, he does.
And
and the title of his book is The End of Alzheimer's, the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline.
Well, doctor, I'm getting close to 80.
So
that's all right.
You never know.
I'm trying to, I'd rather die than get Alzheimer's.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Absolutely.
Who's lived the longest in your family?
I got a real bad history. My daddy died when he was 36 of a stroke. It was either a stroke or a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather died on the male side at 64. My dad's brother died at 63.
So you're pushing the limit. You're already surpassed everybody.
Well, I'm blessed. I thank God every day.
It's probably partly because of what you're doing right now, too. So, and you sound like you're cognitively with it. So I think you're on the right track. One thing that I think you brought up for the listeners is to prepare your day so that you're not stuck without the right food. If you're really, really hungry and you just drive through the fast food, sometimes you can't get the right choices. But you've done the right thing with taking your food with you. So you're right. Some people can't eat just two meals a day or three meals. I mean, they need, more than that. But if you... What constitutes a meal is what's important. So for you, if your in-between meals is a snack of some walnuts, I mean, that's one of the best snacks you can do.
Well, he may be wanting to look at Dr. Longo's mimicking diet because there is a diet. Of course, there's a cost associated to it, but it could achieve, if you're going to do this once or twice a year, it's not that big a stress on you.
Right.
Budget. And that may be a solution, and tell him how he can do that.
Well, that one, to get it, you have to actually get it through a physician at this time. So what you'd want to do is ask your doctor if he could go on to look up Dr. Walt. His name is Valter, V-A-L-T-E-R, Longo. Or if you just get his book, which is called The Longevity Diet. And
Longevity Diet.
Yes, sir. And okay. By Longo, L-O-N-G-O. And so that, if you can show it to your physician and tell him, hey, you can get hooked up to this website, and then because they want to make sure that it's safe for you. So if you're on any medicines, if you have high blood pressure and you're on medicines for that, or if you have high blood sugar and are on medicines for that, you have to really be careful with that diet because we have to bring those way back or cut them off and just watch you four times a day during that diet. So that's why they want to make it through a physician. But if you're not on any medicines, you can do a regular fasting or that one. But at any rate, once your doctor says it's okay, then they give you a code, and then you can have it delivered to your house. So it's a little more of a challenge. I'm going to try to be back here in about a month, 6 weeks, something like that, with a way that you can get it through one of my websites. So I don't have it worked up yet, but I'll try to make it easier for the listeners here.
That would be a good solution for you.
Well, I don't have any problem with blood pressure or anything like that.
That's great.
My wife, everybody else in my family is taking blood pressure medicine except me.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
I'll give them high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're well on your way, so that's great.
You must be breathing well at night, too.
It's a matter of fighting it. You gotta fight it.
It sure is. Yes.
And you're seeing your dentist regularly, right?
Oh yeah, I got my mouth cleaned up.
Great.
That was one of the first times.
Beautiful.
Great. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate you being there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, let's find out how people can get a hold of you. Of course, we haven't talked about your ozone clinic, which is a significant thing to help people. And tell us some of the story, just a few stories out of there, because I've sent you a bunch of people.
We have one of the most interesting things in the ozone clinic is for post-herpetic neuralgia. Herpes is shingles, you know. So and
herpes zoster.
Herpes zoster, right. So... you know, you can, you see the ads on TV for different things because that is, can be a very, very bad pain. But that one has blown me away more times than I can count, where people come in with excruciating pain and we put ozonated, oil on the lesions and we give them what they call a blood ozone treatment, which means we do put an IV in you. We drain some of your blood into a bag and we bubble ozone. It's mostly oxygen. It's 97% oxygen and 3% ozone into your blood. And again, somehow that supercharges the blood. It goes in, it donates the electron to the plasma. So you're getting your own stuff back in. It's just, activated blood, really. And within 20 minutes, people have come in with a pain of 9 or 10 and they go out with a pain of 2 or less. It completely makes it go away. We're using, the ozone for, as an adjunct when people are going through cancer. I want to mention that fasting mimicking diet is also very good before you get chemotherapy. It hardens your natural cells and weakens the cancer cells, and so then you do better when they give you standard chemotherapy and whatnot. It's pretty interesting. That's in his book. For another time. But at any rate, and then for wellness in general. So, again, if we're going to live to be 100, you want to be well. So you need to be exercising. We need to be cleaning out your body of these old cells and especially increasing nuclear regulatory factors for longevity, and ozone is known to do that. So that place, our website is o3plustexas.com, and our phone number at the ozone clinic is 210-558-7778. And my nurse practitioner, Kim Engelman, is there most of the days. I'm only there 1 or 2 days a week. But she's well-versed in all this and has been educated as well.
Now, you also have in your concierge practice, you have two other doctors,
mm-hmm.
one of them being your wife,
right.
and another Dr. Rubiker. Kepner, and they take patients?
Yes, sir.
You know, give them, and let's our, have your phone number on that.
Our number.
And your location.
We are in the medical center at 9480 Huebner. And the phone number is 210-614-8090. And that'll get you into the clinic for all three docs.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Miller, for taking your Sunday afternoon to bring us this enlightening information. And that's one of the things we try to do is light up your information so that you can take action on it if you so choose. And we can help you with that as well. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week with a very interesting program. And have a great week. Remember to brush your teeth at night and floss. It'll help you live longer and do a lot of other great things. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.